Welcome along to Amp Next Gen with me, Richard Conway. We're following three athletes who are trying to qualify to represent GB at age group. They're trying to qualify for duathlons this time round. So the three athletes are Jerry Moss, Daniela Dumitrescu and Harrison King. And Jerry's already raced his race. It's out the way. He did that a couple of weeks ago and did very well. He may be back, do another qualifier at the end of the year. Danny's got her race coming up in 2 weeks' time up in Scotland. And Harrison's is a bit further down the line. But they're all working hard and training hard. And as you've probably heard, if you've heard the other episodes, they're putting the work in. So let's hear how they've got on this week. And I shall see you on the other side.
Hi, Richard. This is Sunday. I need to give you my weekly report. I had a goodish week, I would say. I started with Monday as a day off. Then on Tuesday, I did some strength and conditioning session, and then I did nearly a 10k run with some tempo run with the girls. Then on Wednesday, I did a longer strength and conditioning session in the gym, and after that we went, a few of us from the club, we went for to this class at the gym called Pyo, a mixture between Pilates and yoga. On Thursday I went for a bike ride. I was planning to do 30-40 miles. Unfortunately, I had to cut it short. It was extremely cold. I don't know, maybe I'm not used to it anymore, but I was really freezing cold and I wasn't enjoying it either. So I just turned around. I did an hour and 15 minutes. So I came back home. On Friday, I did a little bit of a steady run in the morning. And then in the evening, I went for a swim session with my friend Kate. That was really good because I was very happy with my pace. I normally can't keep up with her, but this time I managed to just stay and draft her, stay with her, yeah, and draft her nearly all the way around. On Saturday morning, we all the time go for our track speed session with the club, which I always enjoy a lot. We had to do 300 meters reps, and I was very surprised to see that some of them, they were under 4 minutes per kilometer, somewhere between 340, 345. Happy with that. I don't know where it comes from, that speed, but really happy with that. And today it's Sunday. I went already for a swim session again with another couple of friends from the club. We did a good session in the morning, and I was planning to do a bike ride, a longish one. Unfortunately, it's grey, raining and cold. So am I just gonna go on the turbo, or just gonna go to the gym and use the watt bike and do something on there? I just hope that the weather's gonna improve a bit. As the race is just around the corner, no long now. That's it from me. Looking forward to catch up with you next week. Bye for now.
Hi, Rich and the AMP listeners. So this week I've had a pretty solid week. As per usual, it started off with a rest day, so I just took it nice and easy, just had school and then came home and chilled pretty much. Then on Tuesday, I had the almost like just checking over the thresholds that were set last Tuesday were correct. So I had a ramp like test, which I believe went pretty well. Managed to do 30Ks in an hour 14, so I was pretty happy with that. Then on Wednesday, just as a recovery, I did a 1 hour recovery run, which was about 8k, because I did it with one of my mates who's injured. He's always injured. I told him not to, but I will. Then on Thursday, I travelled up to the Lee Valley Athletic Centre in London, where I did the same 1500 session as I did last week. As next weekend, I've got the Kent Indoors track races all weekend, so that'll be interesting. So yeah, that was a 1500 meter style session. So it started off with a 1500 meter TT, which felt really good. I got 0.09 seconds quicker indoors than I did the outdoor one last week, so I was pretty happy with that, considering that it's not in race condition, I don't have the adrenaline and stuff. And then it was 500 meter, then it was 3x500, like pretty much almost all out with 400 recovery. And then it was another 1500, can't remember what time I did that one in, but yeah, it was slower than the last one because I did it on fatigue. But yeah, other than that, didn't feel too bad. Then on Thursday, no, that was Thursday. Then on Friday, I had a bike session up at Bettshanger Park, just outside of Deal, which you can actually see a little bit of on the AMP YouTube channel, and I did a reel for it on my Instagram. I felt really good for that, other than the fact that my saddle was too low, but hopefully there'll be some news next week about that, because my saddle is currently 6 centimetres above the clamp, like where the line is, so that's certainly interesting, but I managed to stay on pace for all of it, even if it did feel hard to put the power out because of my position. Then on Friday I managed to do 35k in an hour and a half, so that was quite cool, considering that that was outdoors and the ramp was indoors. Yesterday, I had a club ride with Canterbury Bike Club. I decided to do the yellow route, which was 50k, rather than the orange route, which was 70, as it was a very hilly ride. The elevation was about, where is it? Yeah, so there was 687 metres of elevation gain. So that was certainly interesting. But if it was the orange, then it would have been, I think it was about, I can't even remember, but a lot more than that. Then today I had a swim session at Herons and Herne Bay. It covered most of the strokes. So it started off with fly kick for 50, then fly kick with right arm pull for 50, then fly kick with left arm pull for 50, then full fly for 50, but we did it split 50s for the full fly, so then we didn't have any bashing arms. Then it was a 100 IM, then it was repeat similarly with breaststroke and backstroke, and then it was cool down altogether. That session was, I think, about 1.3k, give or take. And during that session, my calf cramped up, which was fun. Likely because when I run in my spikes, when I do on the track, it really fatigues my calves, so they were already aching slightly from that. So that was interesting, but I still finished the session. Other than that, it's been a really solid week of training. And yeah, I'm looking forward to my race next weekend. And yeah, there might also be some more good news about bikes potentially next weekend. So yeah, see you in the next one.
Thanks, guys, for those updates. Much appreciated. Sounds like you've both had good weeks, solid weeks. Danny, I do feel your pain coming back from a really nice climate like you were in Spain and having to brave outside weather at the moment when it's cold and it's absolutely bouncing. I don't blame you at all for turning round and going home and then going on the turbo or the watt bike. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. It's a lot safer, it's a lot warmer, yeah. And well done for the pace on the track. Sounds like your speed's coming back right at the right moment with only a couple of weeks to go. And Harry, another solid week. Well done. All three disciplines, including your swimming. And it sounds exciting times ahead with you. Sounds like you've outgrown your old bike and it's time for a new one. So we shall watch this space. And if you want to see a few videos of the guys doing some activities, head over to our YouTube channel at AmpGB. And there's some of Danny on the track and Harry on his bike this week. We've put them up there, as well as other things. And you can also listen to all the other podcasts because they're on there as well. And one of the other things that we're going to try and start to do, and I've mentioned this on social media, I put a post out asking what people thought if they submitted videos of their training or racing. And this was primarily the guests that we've had on the show that I was going to start with. So the idea is for them to send in some videos, footage of what they've been up to, training or even racing. We might have two different separate files, folders, and put them up there on our channel and just try and make a community and follow what everybody's doing. I think it would be a nice way of supporting each other and just basically showing what we're up to. So that's in the pipeline. I've put the feelers out to the age group athletes that have been on. And I've had a few positive responses so far. So we shall keep going and progressing that one. So watch this space for an update. And that's about it for this episode. So thank you once again for taking your time out and listening to the guys. If you want to support them on Instagram, it's jerrymoss812, tryharry2022 and daniela.dumitrescu@129. Head over there and follow them and like the stuff that they're doing. And if you want to get in touch with the show, you can email us at agegroupmultisportpodcast.gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at amp_1967. We're on Facebook at AmpGB. We're on X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And as I've already mentioned, we have our own YouTube channel, which is AmpGB. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. And don't forget, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.